Hi, I'm Robert Swipe, and this is Krusty Mackerel. Yes, the wonderful Kirsty McColl there. Sorry, I called her Krusty Mackerel earlier. It's just what we refer to her as at home. It's a hard habit to get out of. It was coined by my beloved, who is the funny one, obviously, as you would know if you've been reading the blog. And that's one she came up with. So every time there's a documentary about Kirsty McColl's mum still trying to find justice for her after that awful accident, which did away with poor old Kirsty. We always say, oh, it's Krusty Mackerel's mum or something along those lines. So do apologise there to the family of the late Kirsty. But I'm a huge fan of that. I love that song. I think that's one of the best pop songs written. I think she was an absolutely marvellous writer, amongst other things. Obviously, a great vocalist. But I think she really gets that girl group sound absolutely on the nail there. That's absolutely fantastic. This is a slight change of pace here. This is a nice bit of boogie woogie. It's by a guy called Amos Milburn, and this comes from a compilation that came with a magazine called Uncut, and it was music selected by Keith Richards of Rolling Stones fame. And I just think it's one of the best CDs I've got in my collection. It's got some fabulous tracks. Pretty much every song on it is a winner, and this is the first of many, I'm sure, that we'll be playing from that one here. This is Amos Milburn with Down the Road a Piece.
Say, boy, where you going? I saw you going down the street the other night. I wasn't going to where I hadn't been while I was going. You know, I should have liked to lash on some of that good boogie woogie tonight. You mean some of that fat boogie? That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Well, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just no piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's got it, oh, 8 feet back. Now you remember me talking, oh, maybe that is slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried bacon grease. Come along with me, boys, just down the road a piece. I walk on down the road a piece. Keep going, man, I'm right behind you.
Swing on that record there. I love that one. That's Amos Milburn, Down the Road a Piece. I believe the Stones did a version of that on one of their early albums, and we'll be hearing a bit more from the Stones and about the Stones, in fact, a bit later on. So there's a slight thematic thing there if you pay attention. You'll probably have to cast your mind back to this starting point for that particular thread of this broadcast. This next one, isn't that, funnily enough, it's from another compilation that came free with a magazine. I do actually buy CDs and download them legally as well as pick up the freebies, but this one just happened to have a lot of John Lennon covers on it, and this is my favourite on it. I think this is a wonderful, very lively and enthusiastic version, even if they can't get the words 100% right. Old Billy Idol sort of mugging his way through this one a bit, but I think this is a great version of Lennon's Give Me Some Truth by Generation X.
I'm sick to death of hearing things from neurotic, psychotic, short-sighted politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I'm sick to death of reading things by stupid little punk rockers. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I'm a short-sighted yellow belly son of tricky dick. It's gonna mother hub and stop so big. It's a pocket full of hope, money for dough. I'm sick to death of hearing things from paranoid schizophrenic mama's little chauvinist. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm sick to death of hearing things from stupid little socialites, ladder funny hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. No shorts out of yellow bellies on a trick and dick. He's gonna mother hub and top. So just a pocket full of hope, money for dough. Do
Thank you, boys. Thank you. That was a wonderful take of John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth from the Imagine album, performed by Generation X there. Now, this next one is, I think this rates up there with those classic kind of psychedelic singles. There's a wonderful era, I think, wasn't there, in sort of about 65, 66, 67, those 3 years, I think. You were going to pick a sort of pinnacle of achievement in pop music. I think that those that sort of sequence of years would probably be in a lot of people's choice as to the real golden era, because you just seem to have music coming from all fronts, didn't you? You had, so we'll be hearing later, even the Stones, I think, reached a kind of artistic creative zenith around that time, and were coming up with very original stuff for basically what was a kind of R&B beat group, weren't they? And yeah, they were making some very sophisticated records. You obviously had Phil Spector. I mean, he was peaking with things like River Deep, Mountain High, which is an epic production. And of course, you had the Beach Boys and the Beatles involved in this kind of titanic struggle to make the greatest record of all time. And, you know, we can all argue about which of them succeeded with which album. But I think sneaking up on the rails, there were some wonderful Motown productions as well. And this is one of them that I'm going to play. It's by, of all people, the Supremes. And I'm not sure who the team behind this producing this was. I'll have to check it up. I'm not sure if it's Holland Dozier Holland. If it is, I think it's their kind of Sergeant Pepper, really, or Strawberry Fields Forever. Just listen to the bass on it for a start, which is the wonderful James Jamerson, who really kind of powers that Motown sound along with his bass playing. It's just, if you could isolate just the bass and listen to that on its own, it would be an epic. The fact that it's also got a lot of wonderful orchestration and arrangement on it, really wonderful performance from the Supremes, who catch that mood of that kind of slightly kind of druggy sort of, you know, sort of stoned and you know, just a bit away with the fairies kind of feel on this, which is very unusual in their sort of oeuvre, to use a kind of rock journo term for it. But I really do rate this record. I think it's absolutely lovely. It's the Supremes singing Love Is Here and Now You're Gone.
Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Locked your love away from me.
Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful when these passing days.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left this trace.
lonely cry fades in the air.
Stuff there, the Supremes, and what could arguably one of the great sort of pop productions of all time. I think that's up there with the real classics. This is a slightly newer artist. I don't really know too much about her. I think she was a child actress, and she was in a band, and I can't remember which one it was. She's performed. She's certainly performed and achieved a degree of success with a group. It'll come back to me who they were, but this is from a solo record of hers. The lady in question is Jenny Lewis. I say solo, but it's credited to her and featuring the Watson Twins, who are a couple of white gospel singers, and they adorn this album of hers, Rabbit Proof. Not Rabbit Proof Fence, what am I talking about? Rabbit skin, Rabbit Fur Coat, it's called. I really am crap, aren't I? But all that notwithstanding, we'll soldier on and try and get to the next song. Jenny Lewis, featuring the Watson Twins. And this is from the album Rabbit Fur Coat, not to be confused with the Peter Gabriel soundtrack album of not quite the same name. And this is them doing a song I really like. I know it's a bit of a corny one, but every time it comes on the radio, I find myself thinking, yeah, this is a really, really good song. It's a really strong tune. They've got really good lyrics. I mean, not surprising, really, is it involves Bob Dylan and George Harrison. And there's a wonderful section sung on the original version by Roy Orbison. This is going to be not the Travelling Wilburys version, because I don't have it, and I really should try and find that album just for this one song, because I really do think it's a good striking tune, and I think they do a nice version of it. Jenny Lewis, the Watson Twins, and whoever the chap singing on it is. But this is their version of the Travelling Wilburys song, Handle With Care.
Been beat up and battered round, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of
handle me with care.
Handle with Care there by Jenny Lewis and Watson Twins, or as George, I'm sure, would say, Handle with Kerr. But moving on anyway to the next track, which is from one of my favourite albums. It's by a guy called Kevin Ayers, and the album's called Whatever She Brings, We Sing. And it's just a marvellous piece that I really discovered this when I was kind of revising my kind of very punky attitudes about prog rock and that sort of early 70s stuff. It's just a great sort of slap in the face for anyone who thinks there wasn't some wonderful music made in that era by those kind of, you know, people who sort of came from the hippie sort of end of the 60s, I suppose, and a lot of sort of public school type figures. I think this applies to Kevin Ayers. I think he was born out in the Far East somewhere. His parents were the diplomatic corps or something like that. So I think he comes from quite a privileged background, but he basically turned his back on all of that and became very much a kind of hedonistic muso, basically. I think he lives or lived somewhere out in Ibiza years before the kind of dance and acid house set all moved out there. And basically just sort of, from what I understand, I don't want to be maligning him if this isn't the case, but I believe he's one of these people who just loves playing his music. He lights up a spliff and goes through a few bottles of red wine and watches the sunset, which strikes me as a marvellous way to spend one's days. And I mean, very peaceful and very generous spirit comes across in his music, I think, because he has that kind of very laid back attitude to it all. So this is kind of I'm rambling on here, but basically I think this song gets to the heart of that aspect of the 60s where there was, for all the hedonism and everything, I think there was a point to a lot of it. And it's quite easy for us now in the sort of very cynical and knowing noughties, or whatever we want to call this particular era, to be quite dismissive of that 60s thing. But this is a lovely song. It's called Stranger with Blue Suede Shoes, and it's basically just a story of a guy who goes into a bar asking for some food, and he basically gets jibbed off by this guy who's serving him, saying, you know, you don't like the look of you, you've got blue suede shoes on, blah blah blah. And basically the Kevin Ayers character in the song gives this guy a a cigarette, which you can't see me doing the inverted commas sign with my fingers there, but it's very much in inverted commas, a cigarette. And basically there's a piano bit that kind of it's a kind of acoustic version of the big sort of Rush orchestral build-up in A Day in the Life that basically signifies this guy awakening into consciousness. The rest of the song is just him slagging off his boss and saying how he hates working for the system and the man and everything, and he's going to go off and see the world. I mean, it's a wonderfully witty song. It's got a great tune, and I just love Kevin Ayers' voice. It's very, very, very laid-back. I don't know if there's a bit of Geordie or something in there, but it's just a wonderful track. I really like this one. I've wittered on for about three and a quarter minutes describing it, which is longer than the bloody song, but here it is. It's Kevin Ayers singing Stranger with Blue Suede Shoes.
Suffered too long, and
Well, it was going to be from one Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes to another one, because I was going to play an Elvis song, but I played it after the song we've just heard, and I didn't think it worked. So I've gone for as close as I can get, really. This was a guy who was at school with Elvis. I think he and his brother Dorsey were both at school with Elvis in Memphis, and together they formed a group called Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. And this is from their eponymous first album. It's wonderful, quite idiosyncratic guitar playing on here by a guy called Paul Burleson. I think he does that thing where he plays like the bottom and the high E together, so he's kind of barring it and playing the same things. But it's a wonderful sound he gets. And this is probably their most famous song. It's called Honey Hush.
Welcome in this house, stop all that yakety-yak. Come on in this house, stop all that yakety-yak. Cause your sugar daddy don't talking back. Well, you keep on jabbing, talking about this and that. Oh, well, you keep on talking about this and that. I got the news for you, ain't nothing but an alley cat.
Smile and sing. And leopard spots too. As destiny wills it, so seasons will change just like you.
Yes, it's one of my favourite Roxy ones there. That's Just Like You from the Stranded album. I think that's one of his loveliest ballads, actually. A very pretty song. Lovely lyric as well. Very good. Before that, we had Honey Hush, and that was by Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. I'm sure I'll be playing more from that first album of theirs a bit later. Okay, I said a bit earlier in the podcast that there'd be a bit more Stones coming up. This is kind of linking in with what we were talking about with the 60s. A bit of a 60s theme that's emerged without me really planning it here. This is from the Stones' contribution to that kind of battle of the bands for the greatest album of all time. And I think the more I listen to it, the more I start thinking, although it's not a Pet Sounds or a Revolver, it's a really strong album. It's Aftermath is the one we're talking about here, which came out, I think, in 66. It's a very long album. It's about 54 minutes long, which for a 60s album is an astonishing length, really. And it's got a track that goes off about 12 minutes on it, which is one of these kind of very sort of long, drawling, bluesy numbers. So we're getting very experimental here, but this is more from the sort of folk side of what the Stones were doing in the 60s, and I think this is a really lovely song. It's called I Am Waiting.
I am waiting, I am waiting, oh yeah, oh yeah. I am waiting, I am waiting, oh yeah, oh yeah. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. You can't hold out, you can't hold out, oh yeah, oh yeah. Hold out, you can't hold out, oh yeah, oh yeah. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere.
Oh yeah, oh
Yeah, I Am Waiting There, from the Aftermath album by the Rolling Stones. There, excellent stuff. And just to conclude now, this one is, I suppose, it's the nearest you'll get to like a Slinky Link on this show. I was going to play something a bit longer, a more funky thing from the Sly and the Family Stone album, because I thought we didn't really have any soul or funk in this one. So we'll make up for it next time by putting a few things of that sort on the bill. But we're going to end with something that fits in, I think, a bit better with the sequence here. It's a song by The Clash, and it's, I think it sort of sums up The Clash for me a bit. This kind of having a go at those kind of 70s dilettante sort of, you know, hippie-ish, dandified rock stars like Keith and Mick and everything, and they're quite right to have a go at them, I suppose, but they do so in a very similar style to, you know, the Stones themselves. So you can see there's a kind of love-hate thing going on with all that sort of excessive rock stuff that they were supposed to be, you know, militantly agitating against. And there's a bit in this song where they go into a kind of status quo stroke Rolling Stones type 12-bar boogie riff, and I think it's just a lovely piece. And they also, I don't know whether it's because they're embarrassed by how musical it sounds, they fade out a lovely kind of Beatley ending on it, which I think maybe if they remixed it now, they probably would just let the song finish naturally, because as you'll hear right at the end of this, it finishes on a lovely sort of Beatley kind of harmony, introducing a kind of unusual sort of melodic finish to it. So have a listen to this. Thanks a lot for listening to the show and the previous ones. I hope you listen to subsequent ones as well. I'm going to try and get back into the routine of doing a couple of week at least. So I'll obviously advertise when they come up. But I'm going to leave you with the dulcet tones of Mick Jones and The Clash here singing Jail Guitar Doors.